Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. We thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, April the 24th, 2013. We are live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice and Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We have our show live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting, again, my website, buckmastershow.com. We thank TucsonSentinel.com for posting our program and TucsonCitizen.com as well. And we now have links on the homepages of the Green Valley News and Sojourita Sun, their websites, gvnews.com. We're also prominently displayed on the homepage of the award-winning blog for Arizona.com. On today's program, we get things rolling with a newsmaker interview with Jonathan Rothschild, mayor of the city of Tucson. 30 minutes past the hour, we have Keith Rosenblum scheduled to be with us, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico and the border. Then we'll close out the show with an update on the $30 million renovation at one of Tucson's iconic resorts. Things looking really good up at the Westin La Paloma. If you have a question or comment for Mayor Rothschild, you may call us right now on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, 790-2040. We'll also check our Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. If you want to send us a Facebook question for the mayor, we'll try to get that on as well. Mayor, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure having you, and this is our midweek edition, and Wednesday means yesterday. Last night was Tucson City Council Day. You meet every Tuesday, right?
Just about. We try to take off.
Summertime?
In the summer, we try to meet only once in July and once in August. In the regular year, we try to meet 3 out of every 4 weeks.
Okay. So, anyway, it was a council meeting yesterday, last night, and things got a little heated talking about the city budget and raises for staff members. But when it was all said and done, the employees of the city of Tucson are in line, I guess, for what, a 55-cent an hour raise?
Yeah, and it's, of course, very complicated. You know, we start our budget discussions with seeing where our sales tax revenues are, and they're up. The economy is improving, and we're very dependent on our economy in the city, but also on state shared revenue is another big part of it, and that's up a little, but the state legislature tends to give and then take away. I mean, as we were preparing our budget this year, they took away a license tax, which will cost the citizens of the city of Tucson about $3 million of services. They're looking, I'm sure you've talked with other folks, about the transaction privilege tax, which could cost us some money. So
it's still on the table?
It is still on the table.
That's huge.
It's very big.
When we had Mayor Dwayne Bloomberg from Sojourita, now he's really, really worried about that.
Well, he is. The smaller jurisdictions, Marana, Sojourita, Oro Valley, they've been dependent on that construction sales tax, and if that changes, that could be very, very traumatic for them. But where we're at with our budget is we have a legal requirement to balance it, and so that's the first step, and we can do that this year. Probably the most significant part of balancing the budget is we do have a number of notes and debt out there, and we were able to restructure one debt, basically pushing it back a year, which really brought us to where we need to be. And when we're all said and done with it, including looking at transit real hard yesterday, we have an additional $4.8 million. And so the discussion is, what do you do with that $4.8 million? And I appreciate all the points of view. Our city employees have essentially gone 6 years without raises, and I appreciate that. And there's plenty of places in the world where people can say the same thing. But in a system like the city's, where you have a police officer who's worked 6 years and gained that experience, and then a police officer who's coming on as a rookie and getting the same salary, that's something we need to address across the board. So last night, basically what was decided was to take that money and to address compensation issues with it. And we basically said to the administration, you need to come back to us and tell us, you know, where our inequities are in our system, where are the compression points that we need to address. And they'll be able to do that. You know, my view to the council, which they adopted in general, was it's not the role of mayor and council to sit there and decide individual people's salaries. That's like trying to eat soup with a fork.
Yeah. Kind of, that would be almost extremely micromanaging.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that.
790-2040, 790-2040, and we welcome all calls, including those of you, like this caller who didn't want to go on the air, wonders, Mayor, about city vehicles driving on the grass in the park. I'm not sure how they would get to some of the areas they need to go to if they don't go on the grass.
Well, I don't know about this particular question, but the way I try to address the constituents is the culture that we're trying to put in our city government, and it's just a regular constituent service culture, is if you see something like that and get a license number or get what department it is and where it's at, feel free to email our office or email the department where it's at and report it. And my message to all the city employees is we need to be responsive. You may not get the answer you want. You may not get a change, but you're entitled to an answer. And so I would suggest to the caller to call that department if it was the Parks Department. Yeah. If they don't get an answer there, give me an email.
And, you know, bringing the caller brings up parks. And parks, where do they fall in as far as this particular budget? They've been kind of in a holding pattern for years, putting money into our parks. And I, for one, love our parks, yep. And we don't have that many parks. I think some study was done a few years ago that per capita mm-hmm. we're under parked.
Yep. That's
for
all right.
A while. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it's unfortunate for parks. I mean, again, let's talk about what the city services are. It's police, fire, roads, transit, water and environmental services, which are enterprise funds, they pay for themselves, and parks. And so when you make those priorities, and parks are so important, but, you know, people want the police officer there when they need them and the fire person there when they need them.
That's the top priority.
They are. And then, you know, you want roads that work. And so then you get down to parks, and they are so important. They're part of our
social
culture.
And you want to take a walk in a park without garbage all over the place.
Well, you do. And so one of the things we're looking at now, well, the keeping of the parks clean is an issue, and I think we do decent at that, but unless you can add capital into the parks, it's hard to keep them over the long run. So, you know, the county is looking at a bond issue now, and we just created our own city bond commission to try to put together an organized package to take to them. And traditionally, parks have been something that have been bonded. And so we'll see if the voters of the region, the county, are wanting to put more money to parks. That's one way to do it. But we have to look at that, but that's really more capital.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Terry is with us. Terry has a comment for Mayor Rothschild. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. And Mayor, I lived in Phoenix for many years, back in the 90s, and under Bert Kruglick. I don't know if you know him, but he's a Republican and did a decent guy, a decent work. And I want to say you're doing pretty darn good, because I've been here 13 years. I'm a young 64 years old, and you take issues and you think about it. You're not a yes man to anything, to Democrats, your own party. You put them on the table. I mean, you put everything on the table, and you just don't, you know, you chew the fat and you think about it. So I think you're doing a great, outstanding job, and I'm an independent, and so I know you're going to get reelected, and that's no question about it. You'll have to die before you say no. I mean, you're tremendous. And one more thing, I lived in Nevada for 2 years. And Oscar Goodman, you two are almost identically alike. You don't look mm-hmm. alike, but you guys are pretty good. You guys can get reelected till you guys die. Thank you. Have a good day.
Well, thank you. And a couple of things you said, Terry. I agree with you. We should not look at these particularly local issues as political issues. We tend to, and we sometimes get caught in that, but you just got to look at the facts, and if you do that, you're great. And I appreciate the comparison to Oscar. I've not been able to put Showgirls on my arms, though, so he has that going.
Coming up on 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, it's our midweek edition. Mayor Rothschild is with me. He would be more than happy to hear from you, 790-2040. But right now it's time to hear from the people who support the Buckmaster Show, and we simply ask you, give them your consideration. Thank you. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Looking for a cool getaway this July? I highly recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at BearMountainLodge.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony. Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Wednesday edition. Mayor Rothschild is with us, mayor of the city of Tucson. Coming up at 12:30, Keith Rosenblum, who covers the border and Mexico for us on the show. And, Mayor, one of the things we'll talk with Keith about is the fact that, there is one thing, certainly, that you and the mayor of Phoenix agree on, that Mexico has tremendous Sonora, especially, potential for us.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other things you and Mayor Stanton agree on, but certainly Mexico is one.
Yeah, Mayor Stanton and I do agree on a lot of things, but two of the things that we've teamed up on and made a concerted joint effort on are our relationship with Mexico and working on education in this state. But with regard to Mexico, Greg and I last summer took a trip to Guaymas, Hermosillo, and then to Mexico City, and met with some pretty high-ranking officials and business people in those communities. And it was an eye-opener for me, and I am a believer that our economy, particularly here in southern Arizona, is tied to having excellent trade and commercial relations with Mexico.
The port at Guaymas, how can we parlay that port in Guaymas into something that will be a huge economic boon for southern Arizona?
Well, what we're going to have to do, first of all, we're going to have to encourage on that side of the border. In fact, I'm headed back to Mexico City again later this summer, and I believe I'll be testifying before their Congress to encourage the building out of the port, which they have committed to, and then encouraging the infrastructure up the road and the rail, because you're really talking about the Canamex all the way from Guaymas, and what you're really talking about with Guaymas is not just the trade with Mexico, but the trade from Asia, because it's really the overflow Los Angeles and Long Beach. What we have to work on our side of the border is that same infrastructure, the infrastructure coming up from the Mariposa port, building that road out, getting the technology, getting the proper personnel, and then whatever else is necessary along the road all the way to Phoenix and beyond.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you would like to ask the mayor a question or perhaps comment on whatever is on your mind concerning the city, he would be very happy to hear from you. Another one of these surveys came out. It seems like either Tucson is in the top 10 or we're in the bottom 10, depending on which one you look at. Market Watch came out with a report saying that in the bottom 10, right, for business growth?
They
had us in the bottom 10.
They had us as the 10th from the bottom.
There you go. And then Forbes magazine last month saying that we were tied for third with Salt Lake City as far as terms of job growth.
Yeah, Bill, I have gotten to the point when I look at these surveys, because I see both good and bad come in probably once a week, that I look at them for the elements they're looking at, but I take them all with a grain of salt, both the good ones and the bad ones. I mean, I have seen us at the top of the job list, the top of the technology list, the top of the creative list, the top of the environmental list, bikes and outside, and those are probably areas where we're very strong.
I think we're number one for bicycling in the country.
Which is, but we do need to continue to focus on our economic development, and we need to set aside some of the self-flagellation that we do to ourselves, because when you're out there trying to get people to come to your city, they want to hear about the good things. And I go out and compete against other cities, and I see how they handle things as a city. And when I say as a city, as an entire city, and it's important that we promote what's good about ourselves. That's not to say by any means that we have to recognize our weaknesses and work on them. And one of them is doing our best to bring new companies here, keeping the companies we have here happy and strong.
Yeah, and the Market Watch report did point out, and rightfully so, Mayor, that Unisource Energy really is the only local company on the New York Stock Exchange that is based in Tucson. So that's a valid point. We really need to improve that part of the economic development thing, and we need to stop beating up on each other. I think that's Do you have any thoughts or theories of why we do that so much here? And,
I'm not sure.
And why your counterpart, Mayor Stanton, doesn't have to worry about that as much?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that got to be the culture. But I do know I was speaking the other day about Israel and technology, and it's a great technology country. And what happens is when the Israeli companies go out, they talk about themselves a little, but more about all the good in Israel. And they may mention, but they do not emphasize the drawbacks, that they're surrounded by enemies, that they're at a constant risk of terror acts, that they're at a risk of war. What they talk about is their intellectual capital, their capital, their work ethic. And we can do the same. We've got a lot that, without being Pollyannish, we've got a lot that's good in this community. And
that we can build on, certainly. We have two callers that I want to get in here before the mayor has to leave us. I think we'll begin with Josh, first up, talking about ward elections. Go ahead, Josh. You're with Mayor Rothschild.
Yeah, just real quick. I'm pretty happy with the mayor. One thing that bugged me is, are you a favor of ward-only elections? City Council.
Boy, that's a good question. Let me give you the yin and the yang of it. And I think I am leaning towards ward. First of all, let's understand what the situation is now. We elect our council people in a primary by ward only, but then go general to the city, which is a very odd system. And so the advantage of going to ward only, which a lot of cities do, is that different parts of the city, and we do have different parts of the city, will get representation, whereas in a citywide election, that may be harder to do. The disadvantage of it is the idea that the ward person then only becomes concerned about their ward and doesn't concern themselves with the whole city. So that is a tough question. I will say that I am still thinking about it. I have had a couple of people come to me and talk about charter change on that issue, and I'm still thinking it through. I'd be interested in hearing different points of view on that one.
Okay, next up on the Buckmaster Show live line, Dan, you are with the mayor. Go ahead, Dan.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Dan.
Concerning this port in Mexico, before we pour a lot of our state's resources into that, are you aware of the fact that there's a lot of research going on to develop the port of San Diego and improve the railroad that was built years ago between San Diego and Yuma, which would make San Diego a major port and relieve the pressure from Long Beach? And second item is that when I bring business people into Tucson to look at a project, and I take them through downtown, I mean, they're all just absolutely aghast at a town of a million people just being a little mud hole like we have. What can we do to improve it? I would suggest moving the railroad out of downtown.
Well, let me take the second question first, and I guess I have to ask you, right now we got 6 cranes going downtown. We've got a 7-story building going up. We've got 2 5-story buildings going up. We've got, and I understand the streetcar is one of controversy, but it's already created $200 million of investment just in downtown Tucson. And the synergy coming downtown right now, if you go downtown almost on any night of the week, you can't get into a restaurant. I mean, they are filled, and we've got, I think, 57 of them. So I invite you to come down. I'd be happy to take you on a tour any night of the week, and I think I could turn you on that. Moving the railroad, I appreciate where the railroad is. That is a Union Pacific issue. That is an issue that
that'd be hard to do.
It's I mean, what we can do is we can work on some bridges with them, some access points, and the like. And those things are on the table. With regard to the international work, yeah, let's not think that this is a gimme. You are correct, not so much on the Port of San Diego, I don't believe, but the fact of the matter is, just coming through Tijuana and San Diego, because that's the trade we're talking about, there's going to be certain trade that's going to go up the coast, of course, because it's the coast and there's a lot of commerce there. There's also things that go through Texas, and they've done a great job. So we're playing catch-up, but we have a real opportunity, and we can't ignore it.
We'll talk some more about this port in Wymouth when we come back after the break with Keith Rosenblum, who knows a lot about it as well. Mayor Rothschild, thank you very much for spending a half an hour with us.
Oh, I appreciate it, Bill. Anytime.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on the bottom of the hour, 12:30, it's the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll talk more about this port in Wymouth when we come back. Stay with us. SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House now says it's willing to consider legislation that would give the administration the budget-cutting flexibility to avoid furloughs of air traffic controllers. Those furloughs have already resulted in air traffic delays. The parents of the two Boston bombing suspects plan to fly from southern Russia to the U.S. tomorrow as they continue to talk with American investigators. U.S. officials say the Boston Marathon explosions that killed three people, wounded more than 260 others, were triggered by some kind of remote-controlled device. Residents in Newtown, Connecticut, have rejected a budget that included money for extra school security. A mixed picture on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 27 points, while the NASDAQ is up 4, and the S&P is trading 2 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? Well, not all news is good news. You know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to this midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. 12, coming up on 12:35, and this portion of Buckmaster is presented by the City of Benson and their 8th annual Bluegrass Festival in the Park. It's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Lions Park in Benson, the gateway to the San Pedro Valley, just 45 minutes east of Tucson. The 8th annual Bluegrass in the Park will have a star-studded lineup of bluegrass performers. It's a great family fun event, free workshops, day camping at Lions Park, and really the best place to go to find out about all of the performers would be by logging on to BensonVisitorCenter.com to find out about this big event this weekend in Benson. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Keith Rosenblum on our Buckmaster Show live line. Keith writes about the border for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business. He's former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith, how are you today?
So would you say that star-studded might be applied to me as well?
Yes, I would say so, because you are part of what I consider anyway a star-studded lineup of contributors to the Buckmaster Show, and folks can find out and take a look at all of your bios and pictures by going to buckmastershow.com.
Well, but is it not true you've compared me to USDA, like grade C and grade D under other circumstances?
No comment.
Okay.
Keith, how are you doing today?
Bill, I'm healthy.
Oh, good.
And I'm optimistic about Mexico, as I've continued to be.
Well, I don't know if you had a chance to hear some of our interview that just concluded with Mayor Rothschild, but we were talking about this port of Guaymas. Keith, can you bring us up to date on what is the status of this expansion of the port?
Basically, it's going from on the topic of USDA grades and such, it's actually going from a grade, what would be considered to be a grade 3 or 4 port, or maybe 5. It was a mini one. I don't have the dimensions here, and I can actually get them to you, and you can post them at your site if you want to. But Guaymas has always been the little engine that could. It's been a little itty-bitty port that no one quite knew what to do with. Manzanillo, Lázaro Cárdenas, all the different ports on the Pacific coast and the east have always been the big players. That's where the automobiles come in. It's where all the big liners come in. Guaymas had the distinction of being the northernmost port of the country, but it was also always kind of a little ugly stepchild. It wasn't really limited by space. There's still plenty of space there. There have been some arguments in Guaymas about how much they want to risk industrial exposure because of environmental issues. But Guaymas's growth comes from the fishing industry. And then for a while, for a period, I think in the 70s maybe, there was a shipbuilding industry. They were Spaniards. So it has the potential to become as big as the others. And right now it's under the aegis of a parastatal industry. That is, it's not, it used to be just the government that would go into these ports and say, let's go ahead and build something monstrous and see when they come. Now they've subbed out or kind of contracted out responsibility for the port to a private company. I met the people. I was with the mayor 4 months ago when he was there, and we saw this wonderful presentation. And what they've been doing is to bring it up to where it's still small relative to Mazatlan, Manzanillo, and these other ports, but it has the potential of being just enormous. And given the congestion at Long Beach and Oakland and Seattle and these other U.S. ports, as we start trading more with the Asia and elsewhere, it could become something that's mentioned in the same breath as these other large ports.
So where would Tucson fit into this and this corridor moving products from the port north?
where Tucson fits in, think of Tucson for a second, if you will, as being Nogales or Rio Rico, but it's in a nice way. And that is, we become a logistical, we become a huge warehousing and 3PL, you know, logistical operation. Because Nogales, for example, Nogales, Arizona is maybe 20,000 people, and Rio Rico another 20,000 people. And what you have there are essentially, we are the maitre d's, or we are the servants of the Mexicans on that. We were there to provide custom services, trucking services. Rio Rico, you know, they consolidate all the produce from Sinaloa and Sonora and Durango and all any other place, put it together on an 18-wheeler, and off it goes to Kansas City with the truckloads already partitioned that way. Same thing for the assembly industry. Take all the goods that are assembled in, some in Hermosillo, some in Nogales, some in Empalme, put them on a train or put them on a truck, send them up through Nogales or Rio Rico, and then to a lesser extent to Tucson. And what you have is a you have a distribution center, maybe eventually even a sales center, but it fits into the to this enormous growth in of different industries in northern Mexico. With a Ford Motor Company plant, for example, all you got to do is go stand out on 6th Avenue where the SP tracks are, and you'll see Fords that are coming. I think now, I don't know where they're, where the train is broken into sections and parts of those Fords are sent off to the east or the west, but I don't think it's Tucson. I think it's still somewhere in the, I think it's Phoenix.
So there's tremendous potential. In other words, that Tucson has a great opportunity here, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And the thing is that Tucson would be the perfect default place, because how many people really want to see Rio Rico and Nogales? There just aren't the services, there's not the attraction, there's not the airports there. So Tucson has a natural embarkation and disembarkation point, for moving goods. You have our airport may be one-tenth the size of Sky Harbor. That may be the reason that people would look toward Phoenix, just because you're going to be needing to make air connections. But who knows, maybe that'll be the catalyst for Tucson Airport to grow and also to kind of cut down on that ratio, because you know, everything between Tucson and Phoenix is 1 to 2.5 or 2.8. You know, if there's one McDonald's in Tucson or one Carl's Jr., there's going to be 2.8 of them in the Phoenix area, but the airport has always been the thing that vexed people here, because the ratio is 1 to 10. You know, one flight here for every 10, maybe be more dramatic now. So from a logistical standpoint, Tucson makes all the sense in the world, except for the presence of Phoenix, and they could be the ones that would pop our balloon.
Keith, the mayor of Tucson and the mayor of Phoenix, Mayor Stanton, certainly on the same page. I know you wrote about this recently in Inside Tucson Business, didn't you?
Yeah, and it's actually been very cool to see them go. They were at the Mayor Guzman of Nogales, Sonora, put on a border mayor's conference a month or so ago in Nogales, Sonora. Both mayors, Rothschild and Stanton, were wonderful. I mean, they went and gave you know, very, very, both respectful but also content-driven conversations. There were a bunch of other mayors. You know, it was Avondale, Tempe. It really was a cool showing of the American political system. It makes you realize how legislation and people in government, that's not limited to one city or one county. And Mayor Carino of Nogales, Arizona, took his entire city council plus his town manager. Plus, I mean, it was really a very cool binational group of people getting together to look at local issues, and that's what, you know, that's the antithesis of what everybody calls the white map syndrome, which is to say that the maps of the United States all show, you know, Naco, Nogales, all these very specific things, and then as soon as you cross over, there's nothing whatsoever on the Mexican side. And this was, to me, the mayor and his colleagues in Maricopa County all going to Mayor Guzman and saying, we know how important you are as a crossroads for us, or a point of, a trampoline, if you want to call it that, for transit into the U.S. We're here to figure out how to be supportive of you and how to win something in the process.
Okay, Keith Rosenblum, we're going to have to run. Thank you very much, and you certainly are on the A-team here on the Buckmaster Show.
Keep me up there, even if it's artificial. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much, Keith Rosenblum. He's one of the Buckmaster Show contributors. Want to tell you that this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City, and I know we have so many bicyclists in our community. You may want to check out the tour of the Gila. It's a 5-day bicycle stage race May 1st through the 5th over in Silver City and in Grant County, New Mexico. If you haven't been over that way, it's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson, and believe me, you will like the area. It is beautiful over there at a mile-high elevation, Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Plenty of nice places, very nice places to stay, including Bear Creek Cabins and Pinos Altos Cabins. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico by visiting their fine website, which is southwestnewmexico.org.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:49 on this lovely midweek edition, Wednesday afternoon. Westin La Paloma, certainly I consider it Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa. really continues to get better and better as the days go by. After all, tens of millions of dollars being put into the renovation, rejuvenation at the Westin, and Jonathan Litvak is back with us. Jonathan is the general manager at the Westin. Jonathan, how are you?
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm great, and it's wonderful to be back with you.
Thank you very much. And since we talked a couple of months ago, Westin continues the La Paloma to get better. It's a beautiful space. What's been going on recently?
Gosh, quite a bit, Bill. We certainly have completed all the guest rooms, all 487 guest rooms, and to include 25 suites are complete. And they look absolutely fabulous, have come out very well, and our guests are already enjoying those. In addition, we've completed 60,000 square feet of public meeting space with all new carpet, vinyl, paint, and furnishings, and it too looks amazing. And now we are out on the pool right now, and already in a matter of a short 6 weeks, we have completely renovated the entire back pool area, five pools in that back area have been resurfaced with new patio decking. We'll have cabanas installed and new furniture and lighting. It really looks amazing.
For the people who live here in Tucson, of course, Westin has always been associated as one of the luxury foothills resorts. But I think the resort, in many ways, people became maybe complacent with it, took it for granted, local people anyway, and that you really encourage them. They're not going to believe what they see when they come out and see the new Westin.
It's absolutely true. I mean, as you and I were just chatting, it's 27 years in existence. It has not had the full facelift that it's had today. And the new travertine stone that went down on this deck is really just a great look. It's a cool surface. The resort's never had cabanas before. This is really a new environment that I think is going to elevate it to a level of service that people have come to expect not only from the Westin brand, but certainly, as you mentioned, from the iconic Westin La Paloma.
Cabanas really are the in thing right now with luxury resorts.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's really nice, as you can well imagine, to have a place for which you can house out of, a place for where the family can retreat and meet.
It's kind of your little space.
It is absolutely
kind of your little cave out by the pool. I mean, it's really, it's there for you to enjoy with the family or whoever.
No, it absolutely is. And it offers an additional level of amenities that you might not just typically get anywhere around the pool, meaning when you reserve one, it does, as you say, give you your own space. It also gives you your own level of a service and attention, and amenities such as refrigerators, ceiling fans, television, et cetera. It's really just a nice place, as you mentioned, to hang out.
I'm always fascinated by the hotel industry and what decisions go into, like with the hotel room renovation. It's a huge deal, and I don't think people understand that each hotel room renovation is very costly, and there are all these considerations, Jonathan, that go into it about color schemes. I'm sure you folks labored over that for a long time.
Yeah, it is truly.
I mean, what color do we want? What is the look we want of the room?
It's a big deal, and to your point, it is so costly that what makes it an even bigger decision, unlike in our residential homes, you have to have something that can sustain the test of time and something that can, give you, great color scheme without seeming dated in just a few short years, as well as endure, quite a bit of use, wear and tear.
And there is the consideration with the desert. You want something color-wise to be compatible with where you are.
No, absolutely. Whenever you do a resort.
This is not South Florida.
No, you're absolutely correct. I mean, and it's funny because the Westin brand in general will have a palette, a color palette that will generally apply. But your point is so spot on. In the resort environment, we want guests to really have a flavor and a sense of where they are. And for Tucson, it's certainly unique. And it's different than any other of the Westin resorts that we have around the globe.
I love to travel. Folks that know me know that I like to go to iconic resorts like the Westin, and I like to go to a resort that is a destination, Jonathan Litvak, in itself.
Yeah, no, there is no doubt that.
I mean, there are other things that you want to do in Tucson, but you want that resort to have that feel like, I'm here and I'm on vacation or whatever.
You're absolutely right. It's funny you bring that up because you and I, we were going to chat a little bit about, you know, a director of fun and kind of what that looks like and what that does for a resort. We truly do believe, as you just said, that it needs to be more than just a guest room, and it needs to even be more than maybe just a Westin branded resort guest room. It needs to be an experience. It needs to be an exceptional guest experience. People need a reason to go to any place for that matter. And we are, as we're developing not only what we want to do in terms of design and colors, we're also really developing how we're going to break through new ground and new frontier and make the Westin La Paloma a world-class resort, which simply means a place where everybody wants to go because there's so much more to do than just either swim in a pool or sleep in a guest room.
What about this director of fun that has been this position created?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's lining up for that job. It sounds like a fun job, right?
Jonathan, that's really cool to have on your business card. Director of fun.
Yeah. It's funny that you jest because a lot of people are excited about that opportunity, and the title certainly implies a lot of things. But really what it's intended to do is it's really intended to create, as I said, additional reasons beyond great pools, great food, great service, great rooms for which to come to La Paloma, what truly sets it apart by creating events, moments that really set itself apart from other resorts. We're getting ready to embark upon in the month of December, really from Thanksgiving through Christmas, what we're going to call Fire and Ice. Ooh. And we're going to have a skating surface, and we're going to have events that span the course of 40 days. And our director of fun will develop that calendar to invite local charities, to invite maybe the choirs of local high schools, etc., do fundraisers. So it's much more than we make a calendar at 9 o'clock, we meet in the lobby, and we go for a hike. It's really somebody that's developing a real true reason for why not only you'd want to be at a resort, but for why you want to go to Westin La Paloma.
Are you talking about getting the ice skates out here?
I absolutely. In Tucson.
Hey, you're talking to a guy from Chicago.
Well, I understand.
So I'm ready to see if I can hit that hit the ice skates again.
Well, if this city could have snow this past year, we can have ice skates this year.
We haven't talked about the culinary experience, and that, of course, when you visit a place like Westin La Paloma, you expect fine dining. And if you don't want to do necessarily the fine dining while you're at Westin, you want other opportunities as well.
Absolutely.
For all type, maybe you're not in the mood for fine dining, but you want to maybe eat out by the pool or do kind of something more
Bill,
casual.
You're so spot on because it's such a critical part of a resort. I think all guests come to recognize when they go in a resort that they want variety. And your point's valid. On one night, you may want to dress up and have more of a fine dining experience. And another time, you don't want to get out of your bathing suit and your flip-flops. And to deliver on that culinary experience is not only a trick. We're really excited to tell you that we've got a new executive chef. His name is Executive Chef Russell Michel. He comes to us from other Westin properties, mostly on the West Coast, from the Palace in San Francisco, most recently from the Sheraton Sacramento. And he is absolutely wonderful. He has an amazing creativity and a level of energy and enthusiasm that we know is already inspiring change in the culinary world of what we're doing at the Westin La Paloma.
So he understands kind of the West Coast Asian kind of influence to the dining and the culinary experience.
Absolutely.
Coming from California.
No, absolutely. And he's partnered with his executive sous chef, John Martinez, that comes out of John Giorgio's group, with a great background in similar infusions, as well as a real understanding from farm to plate. So John was actually born and raised here in Tucson, really understands what Tucson offers in terms of local cuisine, and is really well partnered with Chef Michel to deliver on an exceptional culinary experience.
Jonathan Lidvec is with us. He's general manager at the Westin La Paloma, where big things are going on. They continue to have all these very ambitious plans that are coming to fruition. And we want to talk quickly here, Jonathan, as we're running out of time, about the summer experience. This is a great time if you got out-of-town visitors coming. This is a really attractive season as far as getting being cost-effective.
No, you're absolutely right. Everybody still looks for those staycations. Weekends are still huge. And really, quite frankly, I think it's not only the best time, but maybe the only time, and maybe the last time, to get in on the ground floor of a great experience for less money. It's certainly, as we push into what we here in Tucson call in-season, more into the fall and the winter months, where we have a lot of out-of-towners that come in from across the country looking for our weather. The summer is just an amazing opportunity, and now knowing that we have this best-in-class pool experience, newest in Southern Arizona with our 177-foot slide, I see no other reason or better time to which to visit the Westin La Paloma.
Jonathan Ludvek, thank you very much. And folks can get more information at westinlapalomaresort.com. That's the best place to go, right?
Thank you so much, Phil. It absolutely is.
Always a pleasure. The official bottled water of the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services to your home or business. We love Culligan water. Our guests love it. Why wouldn't they? The Culligan water simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, 3 to 5, it's the John C. Scott Show. And then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson featured guest Pete Mangelsdorf. He's the CEO of Old Tucson. He'll be talking about a country music festival and Western art show. That's going to do it for the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Thank you very much for being with us. 12:04 tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.